Now, let's give Evan a warm welcome as he comes and shares. If you don't know Evan, you're going to be blessed enormously by what God's going to share through him. So I'm just going to pray, maybe if you want to pray with me, that God would use Evan this morning. Lord, we thank you for our dear brother Evan. Thank you for your work in his life, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that works in power. Thank you for the many people he shared you with, Lord. And I pray that as he opens your word for us this morning, that you would speak powerfully through him. Thank you for all that you've been preparing inside of him, Lord. And I pray that he would be a vessel for your Holy Spirit this morning. We receive him with love and compassion and ready to learn what you've got in store for us, Lord. Bless him, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Ivan. I have my wife, Nuket. I have three children. And we've been running a coffee shop here in North London for about 6 years. And I'd like to share a testimony. One of the highlights of testimonies that I had in my coffee shop in the last 6 years. Many, many things, miracles that has happened there. But one that stand out, and I will never forget as long as I live, because the Holy Spirit helped me to do this. Not me. Glory to God. It's not long ago, when probably 2 years ago, there was a lady outside of the coffee shop who was about to open at 8 o'clock, and I saw her a bit rough. Opposite of my coffee shop, there is a GP. And in there, I said, I hope this lady wouldn't come because there are a lot of rough people around. Anyway, I opened the coffee shop and I was preparing something, and suddenly she was standing in front of me. But when she was standing, she was crying. And she said, could you make a coffee? I said, okay. While I'm preparing, I said, are you okay? She says, no, I'm not okay. Look, I got a letter from the GP. They said to me that I have a brain tumor. At that moment, it came into my heart something very powerful. I know my God. I said, look, if you don't mind, I can pray for you. You don't have nothing to lose. Yes, please, she says. And she was keep crying. So please come and sit. I made her sat on the side. And I came around her and I said to her, again, the Holy Spirit led me on the prayer. I said, if you don't mind, I didn't hear like some words, but it's in my heart came. He says, look, I'm going to put my hand on your head, if you don't mind, because it was a lady. She said, no, please go ahead. So I put my hand on her head and I pray. But I pray knowing that our God is powerful. I have a scripture here. It's 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, all of us, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you, in each one of us, is greater than he who is in the world. I believe what God says here. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I command this tumor to dry out, to cease, in Jesus' name. Because the Lord says, whatever you ask to my Father in my name, it will be done. Him, the Holy Spirit in us. She left, as I said, other customers came and she left. It was no more than 2-3 minutes. 2 weeks later from that, again in the morning, I was open the coffee shop and she walked in. Ivan, she says, Jesus heals me. Jesus heal me, she says. Oh, come on, tell me how it happened. She says, 2 days later, after I left the coffee shop, I came into tremendous pain in my head that I had to go to an emergency operation. The operation took very long time. And for the purpose of, because it's quite dramatic to see, she showed me and I took a picture on that time. The cut was from top all the bottom. They opened. And they took the tumor out. It was a long operation. She says the doctors came later on to talk to her, and she said, "Please, I would like you to keep quiet, because only you in the whole world that we have made the operation are able to speak, to talk. The operation was successful. We managed to take the tumor out. Everybody else has lost the sight of eyesight or different sights. Only you. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the power of our God, who says, heaven on earth he has made, and he lives in us. That is the word of the Lord. When I get convicted, I believe. I am a vessel for our Heavenly Father. Jesus is the head. We are the body. If you want the finger, maybe the eye, the ear. We make available. In the word says, he is in heaven looking for someone to look. Who wants to be available? Make us all available. Wherever we are, with our families, in our workplace, on the street. Make available. We are only the vessels, as the Lord says. When you get convicted in your heart, you will be able to do it. You will be able to speak the word of the Lord. This is the power of God. It's really amazing all this time. I hear many people say, I can read the Bible in a year. Bible in a year. I wouldn't advise you to go there. And I'll tell you why. First of all, I would like to give you an article I read a while ago when I was doing my studies in the university for a management course. In that article I read, and it says like this, a group of friends went to, I think, Cambodia, or one of those countries where there is these nice tracks they go, the people. And they found out that there is a distance, like maybe from here to Regent's Park, probably 5 kilometers. And they have heard that the locals, it takes for them to do like more than 5 hours. Those group of friends are strong and, you know, excited about going to this place. They said, you know what? Let's tomorrow go and beat them. We can do it in half an hour. So early in the morning they got up and they began to walk. But one of them didn't put properly his shoelaces. And he says, wait for me, please. We can wait for you. Catch us up. While he was tidying up his shoelaces, a local passed by. Oh, where are you going? I'm going to the end of the track. He says, wait, walk with me. I don't want to be late for my friends. And the local said, insisted, come on, walk with me. Okay. He began to walk with them. As he walked alone, he said, oh, let's stop here. And he says, pay attention now. Can you hear the water of the river next by? Can you hear the birds? And look over, listen over there. Can you smell the beautiful aroma of the flowers around? Oh, come on, let's keep going. As they keep going along, he sees the beauty. Can you see that? Can you feel that? And the local says, that is why. That is why it takes us 5 hours. Your friends missed all this. They miss all this. The word of the Lord is like this. I'm going to show what here says in 1 Joshua 8. 1 Joshua 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. When it says from your mouth, it talks about, and we need to talk, we need to speak. That action of speaking, it makes 5 senses of us is heard. When you speak, first of all, when you look, is one sense, got into your brain, process into your mouth, and you hear. And it goes back to you, heart. So it says, this book, this is the book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Doesn't say meditate next week, or maybe tomorrow, day and night, daily. That you may observe to do according to all what is written in it. Look that word, observe. You remember the local and the friend? He was observing. And he could absorb the beauty of the Word of God. If we run, he will miss everything. Every day. He says, for then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success in the way of the Lord. Because the Lord says, seek the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. This is the key thing for us as children of God, all, every day. I do read systematically. I pray, Lord, what shall I start? Where shall I start? And in my heart, it will give me a book. I am reading now the book of Matthew. But I read every day, bit by bit. And the Lord talked to us, to each one of us, every day. We always running and we miss His word. One day, I was going to work in the center of London, I used to work. And when I was on the bus, I said, Lord, I'd like to hear your voice. Please, talk to me. I opened the Bible, and out came out Isaiah. And he talked to us personally, not in a group, personally, individually. And look what the Lord says to me. Isaiah 43, verse 5. He says, fear not, for I am with you. As I heard that, the peace of the Lord came into my heart. And then he says, I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. The Lord says here, meditate. I was thinking, hold on a minute. If you look from there, the east, Turkey, the west, Ecuador. My kids, Sinan, Mateo, Leon, they are the descendants from the east. My wife is Turkish. God talks to us personally. We come to Him with open heart. And He does talk to us. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. I have my kids. Would I give away one of them? I wouldn't. I wouldn't give. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever, He says, whoever believes in Him shall not perish. Where else can we find that love? That immense love that God has for each one of us. Yesterday, I looked at the coronation, and I was just flipping on the website, and I saw how everybody is going, and everybody had a car, and they directing here and directing over there to see that amazing coronation, one of the most significant events, I think, in our time here on earth. To see the king. But here, look. The word says, when two or three gather in my name, I will be in the midst. The Lord, we come into His presence without, we don't need that card. We just come in with our open heart. And He will receive us. with his open arms, with the clothes we have, with our brokenness, he receives us. We don't need a special invitation to come to him. It is wonderful, the word of God. So I would like to encourage you all to read the word of God systematically and slowly. And you call. Do you know God's telephone number? Does anybody know? Yeah? Jeremiah 33:3. Call me. I'm going to read that. I don't want to miss that one. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. He answered us. In my coffee shop, a few weeks ago, I had a regular customer, and this lady came. And we were talking just while I'm making the coffee. It takes 2 minutes to make a coffee. While I was talking, I said, how are you today? She said, today I'm not feeling very well. What's wrong? I said. She said, do you remember last year for a period of 6 months, I didn't come? Ah, yes, I said, I had not seen you for some time. And she said, to be honest, at that time, I lost my son. He got cancer. 22 years old, and he passed away. And today, I don't feel well. When I hear that, I couldn't express myself. What do I say to her? But then the Holy Spirit remind me, Jesus is our comforter. May I pray for you? I offered to her. She says, I can't contain, sorry. And she began to cry. I'm sorry, but I need to go. So she left. She left, but I pray. I cry out to God. Lord, comfort her. You know her situation. I even have words to express to her. But please, Lord, have mercy on her. A couple of weeks later, she says, Ivan, thank you for your support. She felt the love of God. This week I saw her again. And she says, this week it was my son's birthday. Again, the Holy Spirit prompted in that moment. He says, look, you need to let it go. I can't, she says. I know we can't. With our effort, we can't. But just do that prayer. This prayer, I said, Lord, give me a strength. Okay, I will say, God, Lord, give me a strength. Yes. And then she left. I'm going to read this. Numbers. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and he will not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? If God says, I love you, call me, come to me, all you heaven legends, I will give you rest. We need to come to him. I encourage you, not the day after tomorrow, today. Find the time, early in the morning. This is something, you know, it happened when I started doing the coffee shop. The coffee shop requires a lot of hours to be able to run. I said, Lord, I don't have enough time, but I want to spend time with you. How can I do it? And then it came into my head. I said, the only way is to sacrifice my sleeping time. I am for that. Please wake me at 4 o'clock in the morning. I will get up. I went to bed that night. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, on the corner of the room, I heard a strong ring bell. That I stood up and I said, what is, I was like, with my heart was like pumping. What happened? I saw Nuket and Nuket was fast asleep. You asked to wake up 4 o'clock, no? Oh, yes, Lord. If we ask, you will be given, the Lord says. And it happens 2 times. And since then, I've been doing. But this is me. We all are different. We all can, God knows each one of us, our capacity, our effort. But only what He requires are a little bit. As when we go to school, when we go year one, we don't know nothing. By the time when you finish year six, we know timetables, we know how to read, how to write. Likewise, little by little, eventually it builds up. Faith, as the Lord says, comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, as we read in Joshua. So now I'm going to finish. But I'm going to finish with this encouragement to each one of you. Please read the word of God that He will get convicted in your heart, so that when we go out there, we have the sword of the Lord, the helmet of salvation, the armor of God. So when we go into our workplaces, you know what is behind that. And you will be able to pray. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. And do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because He will protect you. He will guide you for every step you do. Be in line with Him, and He will carry you. For the last 6 years, I have seen many things in my coffee shop. He has a real experience of life there, what I have learned. Reading the Bible, praying. In 2007, when I became Christian in New Life, I remember after we received the Lord, 2 weeks from that, I couldn't pray. The service finished, and Pastor Paul says, okay, please could everybody get in twos or threes and pray. Oh, I said, I hope nobody see me. But I was walking, and then Gavin took me. Come. He probably doesn't remember, but oh no. And then he prayed for me kindly. But I couldn't pray. And kindly, because he saw me that I couldn't pray, and, okay, thank you. But I felt very bad. Don't feel bad. We started like in year one in a school. As we go day by day, it will build up. So that is my encouragement. And you know how to call our Lord. There is no for us location, special place, anywhere, anytime. So I'd like to finish with a prayer. And I hope it was useful to each one. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we like to thank You for Your written word. Thank You, Father, in heaven, that You are teaching us and guiding us day by day. Help us, Lord, that we will walk with You, Lord. Guide us, as in the word says, You are the lamp of my feet and the light to my path. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan. As Ivan was sharing, I think just a thing that I felt to encourage us, all of us, with is that one of the ways that many people around us will encounter God is through us. And us being saturated in His word and allowing the Spirit to work. And just Evan, I know in him and Niket in their coffee shop, people encounter God through the Holy Spirit at work in them. And even as Evan sharing these stories, you're like, man, think of the amount of people who are experiencing God through the way they love, the way they make time, and they just serve people. It's a challenge to us, right? Evan says we can be rushing around and miss that opportunity to walk slowly with someone, to encourage someone, to God to use us. Because that's what he uses. He uses his people, his vessels. His people devoted to his word, devoted in prayer. On Monday mornings as men, we pray on Zoom at 6 a.m. And I'm thinking, Evan's been up for 2 hours before me and I'm just about sometimes made it. But the work of God in him. So I wonder if we might just be able to spend some time praying together. And you might be like Evan in that moment. Oh no, we're going to do it in little groups. That's okay. But just actually saying, there might be moments, actually, I really struggle to read the word of God. Let's pray about that. Trust me, sometimes I'm not up for it. But I force myself to. You might feel like you're rubbish at praying. That's okay. Sometimes I turn up to our prayer meeting thinking, I've got nothing to pray today. I'm just going to ride on the back of other people's prayers. You might feel like sometimes I don't even want to get out of bed this morning. Let's be honest with each other. Let's be honest with each other and say, God, would you help us? So why don't we just, we've got plenty of time. Don't need to rush away. But just to break in twos and threes, as Evan said, that Jeremiah 33, God called to him and he will answer our prayers. So let's do that. Break into twos and threes and actually be vulnerable with each other. If you say, I actually struggle with this, that's okay. This isn't a competition of how good we are. This is almost a competition of, Lord, we need your help and we know it. So let's be honest with each other. So yeah, let's spend the rest of our time praying, encouraging, seeking God together.